The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Welcome to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and whatever topics you want to talk about involved in all those venues, we are certainly welcoming your call to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about firearms. Sometimes we talk about legislation. Sometimes we talk about other things, but mostly we stick to our topics, and we do this show to kind of give you a relief from all the heavy duty news that we hear, good and bad, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in our instant news cycle here in America. I mean, a lot of people like to hear the news, but a lot of people. Like to tune into the news on their television set, radios, or whatever it might be. Other people just ignore it. Other people like to listen to music. But if you like to talk about fishing and hunting, well, you know, do what we do here. Just consider us one of your fishing and hunting friends, and we talk about whatever you want to talk about. So you bring up the topic, and we'll talk about it. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The call letters of the station, WCBM, that you're listening to, 680, that's the phone number, 922-6680. So that's that. So let's start the week off with a Robin update. I can't wait till that girl's back on the air with me, even though we... back and forth and disagree. I thought it made for an interesting show when she was with us here, but she hasn't been here for a long time, and it's mostly because of her health. Her health is compromised in several different ways, and she is in the hospital currently. It'll be 6 weeks on Monday that she's been in one hospital or another. She was transferred this week to George Washington University, primarily because she developed an ulcer on her right eye. An ulcer is something, eye disease is something that Anne Arundel Medical Center cannot treat. This condition was serious enough that the ophthalmologist that was called in decided that it was a good idea to go where she could be sufficiently treated. We are very happy with the ophthalmology team at George Washington University. We've talked to, I think there's four different members of the team that we've seen. Sometimes they come in three at a time. Sometimes they come in on their own and treat Robin's eyes, not just eye, but her eyes, and test her and see how she's doing. She is not doing great with the right eye with the ulcer on it, and it's coming along, but she's going to need some time for that to heal up. They do things like culture the culture whatever's in that particular ulcer. They keep a close watch on her. They do the treatment with different drops and salves and antibiotics and things like that. So that's well underway. Of course, as you know, Robin has other issues. She has kidney disease, which is improved. Believe it or not, her kidney function is improved. She has anemia as a result of kidney disease, and she's, I think she got a transfusion yesterday. I think that was her sixth one since she's been hospitalized. She's got fluid on her body. She's got fluid on her lungs because of the pneumonia that she initially went into the hospital with. So, you know, this kind of treatment and this kind of disease and the seriousness of it takes a long time. And we know that it's going to take a long time. hopefully this week she'll start getting some physical therapy and things like that. But thank you all. And I know many, many, many of you are keeping Robin in your prayers, and we appreciate that. So keep it up, folks. It's helping. We know it's helping. We see incremental improvement every day, and we just let her know that you are all out there thinking of her and praying for her. So there's the update for Miss Robin. And with that, we will open up the phone lines. Good morning, Aaron. Aaron is our producer of the show. He does an excellent job, and he's the call screener. He's the one to talk to initially when you call our contact number, 410-WCBM-680. And he will take your call, put you on hold until, you know, you're ready to go on the air, until it's time that we can go to you. So if we have four or five calls lined up, then, you know, you get in the queue and we come to you in order, hopefully. Sometimes we have a commercial break. Sometimes you got to wait 3, 4, 5 minutes to get to talk with me and ask your question. Fortunately, we have those sponsors that keep us on the air. Unfortunately, the time is, you know, such that some people can't wait, which is, I understand it. Things are busy. So, let's see. There's a text right there. Hey, good morning, John. How you doing, John B.? Thanks for sticking with me all week, buddy. Appreciate that. So, all right. Let's see what we got here. Ah, very interesting. I got an update from 2A Maryland, which is John Jocelyn's organization. John is he is the keeper of the all things firearms here in Maryland, and he's one that updates us legislatively and everything else. And not too bad of a session in the General Assembly. No really egregious firearms legislation was passed, which is a good thing, and, you know, John keeps us up to date. One interesting thing, March 31st, not that many days ago, a little item appeared on the Department of Natural Resources website. Safe storage of hunting firearms keeps them out of the wrong hands. Why was this noted in John Jocelyn's 2A Maryland report? You'd think, well, that's okay. Let's read it. Seems harmless enough. With the close of Maryland's deer seasons, many hunters have already put their weapons of choice into storage, at least until spring turkey season. While firearm safety during hunting season is covered extensively during the hunter education program, safe firearm storage out of season is one topic that Maryland hunters should always review and practice. One of the golden rules of firearm safety is that firearms should be stored, unloaded, and in locked location, separate from ammunition. Other important rules of firearm safety, referred to as the Ten Commandments of Firearm Safety, can be found on the Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education website. The location in which a firearm is locked can vary. There's not a single correct method of storage. Many hunters prefer to store their firearms in a safe, which is preferred over a cabinet or wall rack. The visible option should, visible option should be avoided to prevent access by children, thieves, and at-risk individuals. Now, you remember back in the day, if you had a gun case sitting in your living room, your man cave, or whatever, I mean, there it is, glass doors and all. You can look at those beautiful firearms. It might have a lock on the door. It might have a lock on the ammunition drawer in the bottom or something like that, but primarily you could walk over, you could open the door and show your firearms off to your friends and so forth. You could admire them while you're enjoying your luxury of loafing, and there's your display of fine firearms. And I'm sure there are many hundreds of thousands of those gun cases out there in the world. Now, have you thought about visible options should be avoided to prevent access by children, thieves, and at-risk individuals? Maybe in today's world, We do. While safes are typically the most secure option, a lot of people own gun safes, and we have some people that that advertise gun safes. It's not always the most feasible. Smaller, less conspicuous lock boxes may require a key, combination, or fingerprint to unlock. They can also be permanently mounted to prevent theft. Quick access options are available, such as biometric access options are available, and biometric scanners or RFID chips for those who have firearms for home protection. All these are good ideas. Though larger and more secure options are ideal, other locking options can be considered. Cable locks, trigger locks, and on it goes and on it goes and on it goes. Here we go. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, from 2003 to 2021, 1,261 children ages 0 to 17 suffered unintentional firearm injury deaths. Among those, 74% of the fatal accidents occurred when the firearm was stored loaded, and 76% when the firearm was stored unlocked. Makes sense. There are additional options for safety storing firearms outside the home. Some owners of firearms may elect for out-of-home storage for such times as during the holidays when young relatives may be visiting. And here it is. Maryland offers a safe storage mat that can be accessed online and provides locations that will temporarily store firearms. Alternatively, firearms can be temporarily stored with a trusted friend or neighbor that is legally allowed to possess firearms in Maryland. Hunters and conservationists consider the listed safe storage options for their firearms. Following these practices can prevent unintentional breaking of laws regarding access to loaded firearms, but more importantly, can potentially save lives. Now, what is wrong with that press release? Not much. Not much. Except when you read what John wrote in his 2A update. Give me a second to get back to that. I just lost it. One second. Come on, how many days ago was this? I'm using my phone. There it is. Here is the issue. You'd think that was a pretty good article. Just reading it, you know, casually like I did, what you heard. You heard, you know, it's a good idea to keep your gun safe. There's a lot of options. Well. The safe storage map link in this information from Maryland Department of Natural Resources regarding hunting firearms takes the readers to the Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence website page listing gun shops which, according to MPVG, offer firearm storage services. An anti-gun group, Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence. So, forwarding this to folks at DNR, Wildlife and Heritage Service, I took a look at it and said, we didn't do it. Okay. It's on your website. Who did it? Well, it certainly didn't come from Wildlife and Heritage Service. Well, it's talking about hunting guns. Let us look into it. So, we'll let the DNR look into how an anti-firearms organization got linked to Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service press release. Thank you, John. You are a good watchdog, a very, very good watchdog, and we admire you for what you do and give you all the credit in the world to 2A Maryland. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What do you think about that? What do you think about anything you want to talk about? It's a rainy day. It was rained all day yesterday. I can tell you I hit almost every raindrop between here and Washington, D.C., I sure did. And back. So Clyde's Sports Shop. Haven't been in Clyde's in about 2 weeks. I did tell you I bought one of the president reels, so I can't wait to break that thing in here in a few weeks. I like those reels. Very reasonably priced. I think I have three of them. But, of course, you know, Clyde's has spinning reels by Shimano and Daiwa and Penn and, you know, Shakespeare and Pfluger. Pfluger president is what I was talking about. They have rod and reel combinations. They have fishing rods by, again, Shakespeare and Pfluger and Ugly Stick and all the other ones that are fit for your fishing needs. And especially take a look if you're interested in a very, very fine fishing rod, very sensitive, very good fishing rod, St. Croix fishing rods. Clyde's has had them for at least 40 years. I know the rep, and I've known him for 40 years, and he is adamant about his quality of his product. Same guy as had Buck Knives as far as his representatives and other things. But Clyde's also has, you know, new fishing line they can wind on your spools. Just take your empty spools in there and get them refilled with some wonderful monofilament line from Strand or Berkeley or Shakespeare. They even have the Power Pro braid, which is a great line, too. Don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop has live bait, frozen bait, minnows, black salties, which are the bigger, kind of replaced the old shiners. You know, the black salties are good for freshwater striped bass out at Piney Run and Liberty Reservoir. They're good for snakeheads anywhere in Maryland. If you need a bigger bait for a bigger fish, check that out, a live bait. They're very durable, and the fish love them. So licenses, lures, hooks, terminal tackle, perch, trout, panfish, bass, rockfish. They've got the circle hooks, the bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes if you're headed out for rockfish. And don't forget where they're located, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Maryland 21227, Baltimore. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's has been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did, Clyde Sports Shop. Now, I'm sitting here. It's been chilly this week for some reason with all the rain and colder temperatures. Even had talked to my buddy John up there in New England. He said he had a little snow yesterday morning. Well, how about that? So that brings us to Backyard Billy's. And Backyard Billy's has fireplace inserts, and ours is working just fine this morning. We have an Enviro EX35, which we purchased after much chagrin and shopping here on Delmarva. We were a bunch of places and settled on, and I don't mean settled, decided on Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know why? They had the selection. They had the expertise. They had the one we liked the look of. You know, the framework on the outside is beautiful. Goes with our room, our rustic decor in this room. And there it is over there just firing away just like it did from day one. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. And we had our options. We could have chosen electric or pellet or wood. But we decided on gas because the house already had gas. And it is so convenient to push that remote control button. I haven't even touched it in a couple of days. I did the other day to turn the temperature up a little bit. But it's automatic. I mean, it's beautiful. Temperature drops below what you have it set at. Fireplace comes on and you're good to go. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can also check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. So, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon there on Drummer Drive. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. If you're coming from the Bay Bridge down Route 50 East, well, keep in mind it's Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. They're open 7 days a week. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We will be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it can tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when grandma took the safety off granddaddy's gun.
It's just granddaddy's gun. Yeah. Let's talk to Glenn in up there in beautiful Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Not too much or anything. Just call and say hi and see how you're all doing. Robin, okay?
Robin's in GW, George Washington University Hospital in downtown Washington, D.C. She got transferred there this week. They felt that the condition with her eye was serious enough that they needed an ophthalmology team or ophthalmology care, and Anne Arundel did not have that, although she was visited by an ophthalmologist, a very nice ophthalmologist there in Annapolis, and diagnosed her problem and recommended that she be transferred to one of the six teaching hospitals in the region. And the entire prayer team that I stay in touch with, all of our listeners, as a matter of fact, all listeners here to the show, as a matter of fact, were asked to pray, make a specific prayer, and that was to get her a room at Johns Hopkins University. Well, God laughed at that idea, and he said, okay, she's going to George Washington, so what do? You go along with God's will, and you say, well, you got it. We're not going to fight you on that one. So she is in George Washington University and getting excellent care. So there she is. I mean, she'll be out. I don't know when she'll be discharged, but, you know, she'll have to be discharged to some place that can give her nursing care as she rehabs before she can come home. So we don't know where that's going to be. Hopefully someplace here in the shore that will really be able to take care of her. So that's the story. Yep. How are you doing?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah?
Still staying up, looking down to the what would be the grass.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have issues with your eyes, too, don't you, Glenn?
Yeah.
Are you under care? I mean, do you go to an ophthalmologist on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get him checked out a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, good. Yeah, and she'll have to go somewhere where she can, you know, get to an appointment when she needs one for her eyes. But we got to get the this ulcer cleared up first, and I think they're going to be able to do that. So they're extremely, extremely good team there. So anyway, but good hearing from you. Anything planned this upcoming week? Anything you're going to be doing anywhere?
I knew of anything special. Not yet, anyway.
I hear you. Well, it's early. It's early. Mm-hmm. We're day to day here. We don't ever know what we're going to do. I mean, Brian, who is Robin's daughter, has been taking the utmost care of her and advocating for her and staying in touch with the doctors too and monitoring her chart and progress and things like that. But you know, Bree's got two little kids. My grandkids are, 5 and 4. And they're involved in things at school and, t-ball now. And Brenda goes to dance class. So, Robin and, her husband, too. So Bree's got to live her life. And then, but she really wants to be with her mom. And I understand that because she loves her and she's concerned about her. And she brought her through, 15 years ago when she had a health crisis and was in the hospital for 13 weeks. So this is... We're not even halfway there yet with Robin as far as, her past medical history. So, Brian endured it. I'll endure this one. And, I am where I'm supposed to be, man. All right, man. All right. Listen. I will do that. I tell her you said hi, and John said hi, and Kathleen says hi, and Clay says hi, and, Chris says hi, all of our listeners say hi, and we just, I tell her that every time I'm in there, so I appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you very much for your thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Bye. Have a good week, okay? Talk soon. There goes Glenn. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Got an email from Joe. He said Senate Bill 634 didn't pass, which is a good thing. Called for banning lead ammo to be phased in between 2026 and 2029. This is the one that needs to die for good. The increase in sales tax on guns and ammo did not pass as well. That's correct. Both were egregious laws. And you're right, Joe. Both of them deserve to die and be cast on the ash heap of legislative history. I agree with you. We do know that there was some intrigue on the lead ban bill, and someday we'll share that, maybe, when I write my memoirs 100 years from now. Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little, I guess I wasn't surprised, just a little shocked about that the thing from the DNR about the safe storage of firearms.
Yeah, it was, I mean, okay. If you're a newbie, you know, I understand it. If you've never owned a firearm before and you go, oh, I got to put this, you know, and modern people think that for some reason guns are inherently evil and can jump off the shelf and load themselves and you know, go on a rampage. Well, that's not what happens exactly. You know, so
yes,
keep your firearm safe. I get that. Don't store it with ammunition. If somebody, you know, can get to the ammunition and the gun, that's not a good thing. But, you know, send it to a friend during holiday seasons and let them keep it. Or, you know, find a gun store that has safe storage facilities. Helicopter parents, a little overkill. You know, I kept my 30-30 of my ammunition in my room when I was a kid, you know. I take that thing out and I aim it and I'd
keep,
you know, I'd make sure the lever was working.
Reloaded pistols.
What's that?
I said I keep three loaded pistols right here in my cabin. Of course, I live alone, so.
Yeah, of course. Why
would you? You know, the fella I bought this cabin from, he had stored a bunch of dog food or cat food out on the porch, and he had a bear come right. He had the door open, had a bear start coming in the house.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah, you don't want a bear in your house. That's not a good thing. So.
That'd be unbearable.
Oh, Chris, come on, man. You would bear up, though.
I got a picture of a bobcat the other day on trail camera.
Oh, congratulations. I got a picture of a coyote.
Yeah.
First one I've ever seen in 5 years of hunting that property. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you better watch out. They're going to be all over the place now.
Oh, yeah, with the fawning season about to begin, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But
I hear them howling down here a good bit.
Oh, sure, no doubt. Yeah, I mean, they're an intriguing animal, and people say, oh, I hate to hear them. Well, I love to hear them. I think they're fascinating when they call back and forth and they get together and they all howl at the same time and they yip and yap back and forth. But, you know, do I want them on my property? No, I don't. I don't. You know, and I've heard them,
you know,
in Frederick County.
I read an article. I can't remember where I read this from. But it was talking about coyotes. And back years and years ago out west when he tried to eradicate them through any means possible, trapping, shooting, poison.
Poison, all that, yeah.
They found out that the more you try to kill them, the more they breed. It's something in their genetics where, you know, they'll go from, you know, when their population numbers start to decline precipitously, they'll have two litters a year, and they'll have larger litters, and just an incredible animal.
Sure. Yeah, they're just, they are amazing, there's no question, and they are survivors. They've been around for a long, long time, and, you know, they're so secretive in nature, you know, being nocturnal, primarily nocturnal, and they have adapted, there's no question. So.
Yep.
All right, buddy, appreciate it.
I did want to tell you one more thing.
Okay, what's that?
Last week you were talking about the vultures and buzzards.
Yeah.
And I told your call screener, Aaron, I called back, I know I probably shouldn't have, but they also use them out west where they have these long pipelines to discover natural gas leaks. That's why they put that odor in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They point out natural gas leaks because it smells like a dead animal and the vultures will circle it.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting.
Have a great one, Alan.
All right, Chris. I learned
God
something today.
You.
Thank you.
All right,
buddy. Yep.
God bless my buddy, Teddy.
God bless you, Teddy. Yep. Thinking about you. Mm. All right. We've got Dawson in Millington. Good morning, Dawson. How are you?
What's going on, Alan? How are you, sir?
I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. I'm taking a youth out turkey hunting this morning.
Okay. A little rainy, isn't it?
It's a little rainy. It's sprinkling over here.
Yeah,
we were just tuned in, listening to the show. And we said, you know, let's give Alan an old call this morning.
Well, I appreciate that. Is your youngster with you, and what's her name?
Her name is Emma Grimm. She's right here. She's on speakerphone.
Hey, Emma, how are you, girl?
Great. How about you?
I'm good. Is this your first turkey hunt?
No, it's not.
Have you harvested a turkey before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, that's great. Are you hunting in Maryland? Of course you are. Yeah.
Over on the Millington WMA.
Have you scouted it?
Yes, sir. I was over here yesterday. I put a couple birds to bed, roosted them, so we're going to go in.
You're sneaky. Well, look, I want a picture if you are successful.
I will definitely send a picture in, for sure.
That sounds good. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors will publish it in Maryland Hunting Quarterly, but we also need parental permission, so... That's one little minor thing we need, but it's email, text, whatever you want to do. But I want to see you with a big long beard here at the end of the day.
Yes, sir. That's the plan.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck. How old are you, Emma?
I'm 14.
14. Perfect age to take a nice big turkey bird. Good for you. What gun are you shooting today, Emma?
20 gauge.
Oh, 20 gauge.
20 gauge. Single shot?
Pump action.
I got it. Are you using the $80 a box for 5 rounds ammo, or are you using something normal?
Yeah.
You're using the tungsten stuff, right?
She's got the expensive stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, that puts him down. There's no question about it. So. All right, well, good luck to you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in, guys, and hopefully we'll get a picture. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. That's where you email it, or give me a call.
Well, okay? Bill, thank you. Have a good day and good weekend.
You do the same. Good luck. I always like to hear the kids for turkey season. It's always nice. Yep, you and I both, John B. So. All right, any callers on the line there, Aaron? All caught up. Okay, we got a couple emails from... We got one from Chris up in cold and wet Rhode Island. I asked him if he got any snow, and I haven't heard back. I also heard from John yesterday in New Hampshire. He said they got a little snow yesterday morning. It was rainy all day up there. So I had a new adventure yesterday, folks. I rode the Metro from New Carrollton to Foggy Bottom. Dumps me right out there at the entrance to the hospital. And, you know, I saw the subway there when I drove down the first day and walked to 2 blocks from the parking area to get to that. And I said, you know what, it might not be a bad idea. Well, it wasn't a bad idea. It was a great idea. But it was a learning curve. So here's how it worked. Drove from here to New Carrollton, a little under an hour, almost an hour. Parked. And first thing I did was walk in the Amtrak office when they said, oh, you need to go next door to the Metro. And I said, oh, okay. So I went to the Metro office and met the young lady there at the kiosk. And she said, well, let me get you a card. I said, well, I'm a senior. And she said, well, then on your way, you're going to have to stop at Lafont Plaza and get your senior card there. I said, okay. And she said, it's half price, half fare. I said, okay, that shouldn't be too bad. So I got my pass, you know, and you can load it with some money, and I put some money on it. I think I put $30 or something on it because I didn't know how many trips I was going to take from there back and forth. So I put $30 on it. I went to Lafont Plaza, found out that, you can get off at Lafont Plaza, but you go all the way down the end of the building there, get on the last escalator, take that up to the street, go across the street to our office where they can get your information, and you just show them your ID and you get your senior card. I said, yeah, okay. So across the street, all the way around the block, another 2-block walk around the building, went in, filled out my form, showed my ID, all the way back around the building in the rain, walked back across, rode the escalator down, all the way back to Lafont Plaza, and talked to somebody there, and the young lady helped me load up that card, my second card, with some more money. And I said, okay, now what I do is just get back on the train, get down here, you know, get on the orange line and go. So I did, an uneventful trip, got off, everything was fine. Going back, I get down the subway at Foggy Bottom, ride down into the station. I said to the, I'm asking questions all along the way. All the guys in the bright green vest all the way. Excuse me, where do I pick up the train to New Carrollton? Oh, just get down there and wait on the platform, and it'll be the train on the right. I'm like, okay, great. Get on the train. Off I go. Get about three stops. This is the blue line headed for wherever. I'm like, okay. I think I'm on the wrong train. So there's a young lady sitting there nearby. I said, excuse me, do you ride the train off? And she said, yes. I said, so I'm on the wrong train. How do I get to the other train? She said, just get off at any station and pick up the orange line there. And I said, okay, great. So I got off the next station. I don't even know what it was. I had no idea. And waited and got on the orange line, and the rest of the day was uneventful. Got out of the train, went up off the platform, went up to the street level, or down to the street level, I don't even remember, across the parking lot to the parking garage, get in the parking garage, head out of the parking garage, everything's fine. Eventually get on Route 50, which is right there. I mean, it's only a few minutes off of 50. Get on Route 50 right there. Here we go, off to home. It's 6:30. I'll be home in an hour. Got to Naval Academy and hit the back up 150 in the rain, in the cold, and didn't get home till 9:30. 2 hours on Route 50 from the Naval Academy to here, which is normally a 30-minute trip. It was a long, tiring day. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Jerry in Catonsville, and then we will take our next break. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on, man?
About the safe storage of firearms.
Yep.
Is it legal to give your firearms to the neighbor for safe storage, since you have to go through a background check for a transfer from person to person?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you leave it there for any length of time, I don't know. But he's not taking ownership of it, right? You're just giving it to him to hold.
Right, but, you know, you're still, you know, I don't know.
That's a very interesting question. That would be a question for NRP or state police to answer. And I will bet you a dollar to a donut, and I know that NRP is listening, they don't have the answer. So right. maybe we'll toss it out there. Maybe there's somebody in the Maryland State Police that would be able to answer that question. But that's an extremely good question.
Right.
Extremely good question. Maybe we'll ask John Jocelyn that. Yeah, I don't think this.
Yeah,
I don't think this press release was well.
I worry about taking a friend hunting and lending them a firearm.
Yeah, I think you're okay there. I do. I do indeed. So, but that's a great question, Jerry. I'll try to get an answer for you.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You and Robin, take care.
We will. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. I go by it every day. Every day I look in their backyard, which is right on Route 50, and I see that myriad of sheds and greenhouses and everything. I mean, pergolas and gazebos and gym sets for the kids and all kinds of chairs and tables sitting out there. I see the chicken coops and the dog kennels. And it's just absolutely amazing how much stuff is sitting there. And if you need a storage shed, you know, they can do the big stuff, free delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So why not, if you're thinking about a shed, you know, they've got the capability to deliver it and set it up on your location, no question at all. Why not stop by and see Backyard Billy's? Right there in Graysonville, right at the end of right at the end of Kent Narrows, the eastern end of Kent Narrows. Now, they've got those Adirondack chairs. They've got them that rock. They've got them high back. They've got them for, you know, not just sitting on your deck. They got them that will swivel. You know, you can sit in Adirondack chairs and swivel around your high top table. That they also have the high tops, and they have the picnic tables in every configuration. And that beautiful poly. You know, they have the hardwood, too, but they have the poly. And if you just need a regular picnic table, they got regular old picnic tables. I mean, if you like your wood table and yours is worn out and wobbly, like mine used to be, and it's all mildewed and dirty and crappy because it's been sitting out there in your yard and the benches are leaning over and the table swings back and forth when you set the potato salad on it, you know, or you load a bushel of crabs on there and you don't know if it's going to stand up or not. Well, time to head to Backyard Billy's, that's for sure. You know, because Backyard Billy's is all about making backyard great again. And don't forget the barbecue grills, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, and the, why can't I ever remember the name of that pellet grill? Traeger. Traeger's on closeout. You can get some nice packages at a good deal. Traeger has the Wi-Fire. You can control the flow of the pellets and the heat and everything else with your phone, and they're closing them out. What's in stock is in stock, and then they'll be gone. So why not? And don't forget, you can get a pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You can check out the freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves, too. A lot of configurations, a lot of styles. Beautiful to rustic. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, backyardbillys.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, or if you want to make your backyard great, well, you know where to stop, Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, there's the trumpets. Must mean we're short on time. Do we have any callers on the line, Aaron?
Not right now.
Not right now. Okay, do we have time for another call? I see it's 5:57. Maybe real quick, if somebody got in here and just wanted to say hi or something, we'd be glad to take their call. But here we go. So, we're getting some interesting emails. And replying to some interesting emails as well. But thank you, Lord, that the General Assembly is over for the year. The overall feeling was that the budget was all-consuming in this year's General Assembly, which didn't allow for a lot of time to be spent on other issues. Well, to me, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you have a hearing. It takes about 2 minutes to have a committee vote or subcommittee vote and, pass it on to the next level, whether that's the House, the Senate, or whatever it might be. But I will tell you that no expansions of Sunday hunting were granted this year. I mean, even local bills, like Comico County, Dorchester County, none of those, Carroll County, none of those bills came out of committee or were voted on or anything else. And Prince George's County, I forgot about that one. So the Horse Council continues to speak for hunters in Annapolis by speaking against them, and the General Assembly listens to them because the old saying is the golden rule in Annapolis is he who has the gold makes the rules. And there are some other considerations in there as well, which I will not mention, that would tend to label me as something I'm not. So there we go. 410 WCBM 680. If you're out of time for this hour like we are, you can get on during the news, call in during the news, and Aaron will be more than glad to take your phone call, take your name, and all you got to do is wait through the news to be first in line on the other side. So there's the music. Now, if you're taking a youngster turkey hunting, get out, stay safe. You can hunt till noon. I hope it clears up for you. I hope those turkeys are calling. I'm sure those gobblers are out there ready to go, ready to breed. I saw a big old flock of them the other day with some long beards in them here in Talbot County. That was good to see, that big old flock. There was probably 25 birds in there, and I did see it driving by. There were a couple long beards. So it is time next Friday, opening day. So there we are. Listen, love your family. Love the Lord. And we'll see you after.